Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour lights your path and helps you move forward. Now, have you ever thought about just packing up and going? What if you left everything you knew behind and took off on a journey to discover yourself and connect with your personal destiny? My guest on today's show is Jake Ducey, and he did just that. His new book is Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose, and he's here to share what he learned and how you can begin to live into your purpose, maybe without traveling around the world. I will introduce you to Jake in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and click on everything? That is the best place to get the skinny on what's coming up on the show, learn about upcoming classes and events, grab a free audio meditation, and a lot more besides. If you plug your email address into the little box that you'll find on the homepage at KarenHager.com, you will not only get that free meditation, but you're going to get the Out of the Fog Minute. That is my twice monthly audio musings, is the best way to say it. And I also pack that little mailing full of special discounts and offers, and you'll get to hear a lot more about my upcoming trip to San Francisco. I'll be speaking and teaching in San Francisco and down in LA in October. So if you would like the dates for that, if you'd like to know more about it, head over to KarenHager.com and just put your email in that little box. And as always, if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, KarenHager.com is where you can find out more about what it would be like if we worked together. If you're struggling to find your way, I would love to connect with you privately if that feels right to you. KarenHager.com. And now, at the young age of 19, California surfer Jake Ducey dropped out of college and went in search of deeper meaning. His quest led him on a life-changing journey that resulted in his new book, Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. On his return from his spiritual adventure, he raised the funds to build a school and home for orphans in San Marcos, near Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. And his profound transformation from a college dropout and a drug addict to an inspirational author and motivational speaker has also led him into social and environmental activism. He's since formed the nonprofit organization The Self-Reliance Institute, which is devoted to providing essential resources and opportunities for young people to become more self-reliant. Jake is also a contributing author in The Rise by New York Times bestselling author Greg S. Reed. A certified yoga instructor, poet, and lyricist, Jake is determined to share his empowering messages to ignite and inspire a new generation of truth seekers. You can find out more about Jake and his work at jakeducey.com. Jake, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hey, it's great to be here. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Now, did you really just pick up and go? What on earth? What came before that?
Well, I realize most of us are gambling on the biggest risk of all. That's the bet that someday, then we can do what we want to do after we follow this prescribed lifestyle you know, after we made enough money or after we pleased enough people. But this prescribed lifestyle is often stressful and overbearing, hence we're at the highest rate of clinical depression ever, and we're at the highest rate of teen suicide ever. And life's short, and it's over before we know it. And so I feel it's up to each of us to define or begin to take some risks to begin to be able to discover what our dream is, and then create a plan and take consistent action towards that. And for me, I was on a college basketball scholarship studying business, studying it just because everyone else was studying it. And while I sat there in the classroom freshman year, and I was not allowed to ask questions because we were studying in the textbook. We couldn't talk about social, humanitarian, and economic discrepancies because it wasn't what the textbook was about. And my education, for me personally, was about asking questions, and it wasn't conducive to the system in place. And I began, because of this discontentment, like many of your listeners, many of you listening here, I began reading self-empowerment books, self-improvement books. And one thing that I was soon to realize was that there's a difference between learning it and living it. Learning it is, you know, knowing you can make a difference, or knowing there's something larger out there for you, that your destiny is within yourself, but never really testing it, never really taking the steps. And living it is taking the risk, is taking the step. Even if you don't really know where to begin, just starting to get your feet wet. And so I had to do that. And for me, it was quitting school and dropping out of basketball, because I knew there was something else for me. And when I looked around and I saw football field size of the rainforest is destroyed every second, and my generation is on pace to have less and earn less than the previous generation. You know, there's rumors about peak oil. Most countries have nuclear weapons pointed at one another. And while I sat there in the classroom, I said, well, I mean, if I sit here for four more years, what am I doing about it? And so I had to go.
And when you left, you left in a big way. You started by traveling to Guatemala, and I'm a lot older than you are, but I'm a planner. So I like to know where I'm going. I like to know when I'm going to be there. I like to know where I'll stay. I like to have that written down and in a file folder, and then I consult my notes and I'm ready to go. You traveled often without a plan.
Yeah, well, we don't like change here, because we are conditioned to live in a comfortable world, and change is uncomfortable, and uncertainty is uncomfortable. And we live in a very, very certain world, and it's not that certainty isn't important, but if you know every single thing that's going to happen all the time to your day, where you're going to be at this time, this time, this time, this time, there's no room for freedom. That's not freedom. That's living mechanically. And so I had to take a step into uncertainty. And there's no room for growth. At a certain point, you're only developing certain faculties within yourself. If you know everything that's going to happen all the time, this place, this place, this place, this place, because you're never really testing your character, your ability to communicate with others, your ability to trust your intuition, to just be okay being scared. And so that's why I had to do it, because I grew up in a world where it was 7 o'clock, I woke up, then 7:15, I ate breakfast, then 7:45, the school bell rang, then I went to class at this time, this time, and this time. And there may be viewers that aren't in school anymore, but we can all relate to the fact that we live pretty mechanical lives, whether you're working, whether you're retired. We often live pretty mechanical lives, and we're gambling on this risk that then someday we'll have the freedom. Someday, then we can do it. And so for me, it was about stepping into that uncertainty, because I believe that if we can step into uncertainty, then everything will eventually balance itself out, and we'll learn in the process. It's like, if you don't stretch yourself, you can't grow.
And you stretched yourself right out of the box. You landed in Guatemala, and right away you had an adventure trying to find a place to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like that. It's like that quote. T.S. Eliot has this quote. He says, "Only those who go too far can know how far one can really go." And I think most of us don't really go anywhere for most of our lives. Not that we need to travel around the world, because, you know, as you read my book, you ultimately realize that some of the discoveries I had in terms of thinking that a different place in space-time was going to find my answer. However, for me, yeah, as soon as I got out there, it was in a completely unfamiliar area. There was kids sitting on the ground who didn't really have parents that were there, because either they're alcoholics due to the poverty, or they have to leave the town in order to find any work, because down there they have a lot of hurricanes and they haven't been able to rebuild, and so there's not a lot of tourists down there. And so as soon as I got there, that's exactly what happened. It was putting myself in an uncomfortable situation and seeing what would happen.
Mm. Well, we're getting ready to go into the break. And when we come back, I'd really like to talk to you, Jake. You write really movingly, I think, about this idea of privilege, how we, coming from our kind of Western developed world, come in with a sense of privilege. I'd also love to talk to you about the virtues of laughter. There's a lot of laughter in this book. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Jake Ducey, and we'll be right back after this.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Jake Ducey. He's the author of the new book, Into the Wind, My Six-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. And Jake, where we left off at the break, you were just kind of coming face-to-face as you landed there in Guatemala, and you're seeing these children on the sidewalk, and you're really coming face-to-face with that idea of what it means to have a lot and what it means to have nothing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we aren't really even aware of that. About 3 billion people in the world live on under $1.25 a day, and 60% of the world's in poverty. And we never even realize that. And the other thing that we never realize is that most of these people are still happy. And so, you know, what does that mean? It means that nothing that you can have, including your partner, can be the key to your fulfillment. It's coming from somewhere else, and it's coming from a choice. And that's a choice to, you don't control every circumstance. These kids don't control all their circumstances. But what they do control is the way that they define these experiences, and that was something that I saw, was these kids that were cracking up in the morning at 6 in the morning, and they probably hadn't eaten since they had 25 cents to get ice cream the day before. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty humbling thing to, you know, to first, it's, you know, it's funny to read in books, you know, we're all reading similar books that say, you know, happiness isn't coming from outside of yourself, but to walk over there and see some kids that are 6 years old that have never read a self-improvement book in there, and they're putting those principles into the practicality of their life, is a pretty humbling experience.
And you were moved by that experience and by your experience with the shaman who you met there. When you came back, you began to build for them. You built a school and a home there. Can you say a little about that?
Yeah, well, my brother and I did, and I believe that when everyone has the opportunity to become self-reliant, basic necessities provided for them, then they can make the contribution to the world that really they're born to make. And so oftentimes we think, I'm not ready for this opportunity. No, I'm not ready yet. I don't have enough credibility, or I don't have this, not enough experience. I'm not planned out enough. My brother and I had a vision, and that was to do this. I was to build an orphanage and a school, and our problem was, at the time, we did not have any registered 501c3 or anything like that, and we were faced with a choice. He said, well, we can either submit to circumstances outside of ourselves and say, you know, I want to do something, but I'm not going to do it because the outside world is the ultimate truth. We could say, no, here's our inner vision, and we're going to do it anyways. So we were able to raise money by going around to people and saying, you know, we're doing it this way, and here's what we're doing. And we raised the money regardless. And somebody told me one time that there comes a time in all of our lives where you have to decide when an opportunity presents itself, if you're going to take the choice, but you're not going to be ready anyways, because you're never going to have all the answers to anything in your entire life. But you're going to have to do it anyways, or you're going to have to keep just staying back in your comfort zone and not really ever doing too much more with your life. And so we decided we didn't want to do that. And so we went ahead and built a school and orphanage. And the result of this was two things. One, the shaman's brother had a child, and they now have a gringo de Guatemalteca, a white Guatemalan named Jake Oxla Gomez, and it's named after me. And so when they called, they let us know. We got uno gringo de Guatemalteca. And so down in Quechua Mayan land, everyone's named, you know, all their Guatemalan names, and then there's just a kid named Jake. And so the other result is that a lot of kids that don't have role models have the opportunity to have a role model in Fernando. You know, their parents are gone, and they're trying to make money and this and that. And so they have role models. And so that's essentially what we did.
Throughout the book, and this is a good example of that too, there are so many examples of you receiving honor, whether that's from people sharing their food, whether it's receiving the gift of hospitality, of you being an honored visitor, an honored guest. And what a different kind of honor it is to make a difference in a community and have a child named after you than it would be to be like the best kid in your whatever it was class, or the best basketball player, or the best, right? It's a very different kind of being honored. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't know exactly what being the best, better than other people really does for us, except for have us compare ourselves for the rest of our lives to everybody. and that doesn't make people happy. And so, yeah, it's totally different. It's absolutely different. And, you know, I think really I travel around the nation and speak at a lot of places, a lot of schools, from universities to elementary schools. And one thing that I found is I ask people, I say, who here wants to make a difference? Every single one of them raises their hands. But what happens is we start going through our system, and from education to media, and we follow this prescribed lifestyle, and soon we forget about making a difference, and soon our primary focus is how can I be number one? Not number one, not the greatest version of ourselves, but how can I be better than all those other people? And we completely lose sight of what our original goal is in terms of making a difference in somebody else's life. And we completely lose touch of what we really want, which is to contribute to the world, because that's really what fulfills us. The other things are instant gratification. Hey, you're awesome. And you're like, oh, great. And then 5 minutes later, nobody's telling me you're awesome anymore. And then you need something else.
Yeah. Well, and the joy goes out of it, doesn't it? You were talking about that, the kind of the pressure, the limits of knowing what's going to happen at this time and this time and this time. When our lives are on such a narrow track, right? This is, I want to make a difference. Here's how I'll make a difference. I'm going to do this and this and this. You lose the wider view and you lose your joy.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's what I was sharing in terms of that is fulfillment. You know, when you leave, when you die, I fell off a cliff in Indonesia and I saw my whole life flash before my eyes. And a few things happened. One, I realized there was nothing in the world that I was looking for. It was all inside myself. Traveled around the world, looked for things, and I found what I was looking for was within me. It was the ability to choose how I define my current circumstance. You don't need to leave and go around the world. And the second thing that I realized is while I was falling, a voice said to me, if you die right now, will you be okay with that? And I realized something. You can't bring anything with you, not your spouse, not your job, you don't get to bring your credibility after you're dead with you, and you can't bring a resume of all the things you achieved after you're dead. And the only thing that you're really going to reflect on, yeah, I can say this with assurance, because I don't think there's a lot of different things that happen to us when we die. I think it's all the same way in terms of our thought processes. And what happened to me was I just reflected on if I touched anyone's life. And I think that's the only thing that we're actually going to really be reflecting on, is whose life did we touch? Or did we? Did we even take the opportunity to do that? And so I think that really that's all we're looking for in our life. It's like, how many people do you know that, you know, they aren't making the most money in the world, but, man, they're sure as heck very happy about their life because they've dedicated their life to making a difference. It's like that Albert Einstein quote, the highest destiny of an individual is not his ability to rule, or we could say his ability to try to be better than everybody else, but to serve. And so that's what I think the basis of fulfillment is the ability to serve. It's like, how good does it feel, you know, when somebody tells you that you've changed their life? Doesn't that make you feel awesome? It's a feeling that no sex can give you, no drugs can give you, and that's the ability to contribute to somebody's life, because we all want to be significant. That's one of our basic needs. But how we're trying to become significant is in a myriad of ways. Some people need to be famous. Some people need to make X amount of dollars. They need to be better than everybody else. Then they can get the attention. Some people feel significant within themselves because they're looking to make somebody smile in the day, to lighten up somebody's day, to brighten somebody's day, to offer them something that they've learned or some of their love. And so, to me, that's the greatest form of significance we can have, is to contribute to someone's life.
Mm-hmm. And I think an important, to me at least, as I believe, an important kind of added thing to that is that in order to make a difference in someone else's life, we have to be open to letting people make a difference in ours. And you did that. When you fell off that cliff, there were people there to help you up eventually in a difficult way, but they helped you up in so many ways. If you had not accepted help in any of these situations, it would have been a really different story.
Oh, absolutely. It's like you can't drink water if you can't put the cup of water down your throat if you don't open your mouth first. So unless you have another idea, because I don't.
No. Well, absorption might work, I suppose, if you put your hand in the... I don't know. It would take a long time. And it wouldn't be satisfying. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Jake Ducey. His new book is Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey, Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. When we come back, we'll hear more about Jake's travels. I'd love to know about how this has spurred him to social activism. And I'd also like to hear what he has to recommend for all of us who want to connect with our life purpose. We'll be right back after this.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Jake Ducey. You can find out more about Jake and his new book, Into the Wind, My Six-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose, at jakeducey.com. Jake, we were talking about how you had, as you fell off that cliff, and as you were kind of dangling there, you really came into a very clear understanding, it feels like to me, about what your life means, about what your purpose here is, about what it's all about. We were talking a little off the air about the work you do in schools and as a speaker, as a teacher. How can you help the people who are listening today begin to take that first step to their life purpose?
To me, happiness is living life on our own terms. And I think in order to be on purpose, we have to feel both happy and productive. So first, we have to be honest with ourselves. If the terms we're living on are ours, or they're from our parents, even if they're not alive anymore, and we've just kind of followed that way, and you're 50 or 60 now, or not, or if it's coming from media, if it's coming from friends, from institutions, if it's coming out of just fear, from thinking that you can't do what you really want to do with your life. Because I think the biggest mistake that we can make is to think that we can't make money doing what we love to do. And so, firstly, is happiness means living life on our own terms, once again. So, are those your terms? Second thing is, how do we find the terms? Second is this question I ask. What would have to happen 1 year from now in order for you to look back and say it was your most successful, your most fulfilling year yet? What would have to happen 1 year from now in order for you to look back and say it was your most successful, your most fulfilling year yet? Did you know that most heart attacks occur between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. on Monday morning in America? Huh. What does that show us? It shows us a lot of people are doing a lot of things they don't want to do. They're not living life on their own terms. They don't have a compelling future. I think a compelling future is what's going to inspire us daily. And so what would have to happen 1 year from now for you to look back, say it was your most successful, your most fulfilling year yet? I spent the last 4 years of my life studying what is the common thread between some of the most fulfilled and most people who contributed most greatly to the world, and the common thread is they've all had a vision. Martin Luther King had a vision. Gandhi had a vision. Mother Teresa had a vision. Jack Canfield, creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul and declared by Time Magazine the publishing phenomena of the last decade, had a vision. All these people had a clear vision. And so taking that question, what would have to happen 1 year from now for you to look back, say it was your most successful, most fulfilling year yet, and be able to define that in one or two sentences. I do it in one sentence. And then creating the plan to achieve that, which becomes goals. Because like I said, I don't think that you can feel on purpose unless you feel both happy and productive. The beautiful thing about where happiness comes from is living life on our own terms. The beautiful thing about feeling productive is that that comes from taking steps forward, from taking action. And that's only possible if we have goals. But if they're not our goals, then we're not gonna, then it's gonna tie back into we're not living life on our own terms. So I always ask, what would have to happen 1 year from now for you to look back and say it was your most successful and fulfilling year yet? Because that's the base that's gonna allow us to live life on our own terms. And then when we take up the means to uncovering how we can go about doing that, that becomes our goal. And then when we're taking actionable steps towards our goals, we're productive.
And there's happy again in the book and in your life, just from talking to you for this brief time. There's so much laughter in your energy. There's so much joy in your energy. Can you talk a little bit about laughter, about joy, as it helps kind of maybe lift us up and allow us to make these plans, allow us to imagine our life in a different way, a better way?
Yeah, well, my life got a whole lot better when I realized a couple things. One, I was taking it too seriously, and two, I was going to die soon. Someday I was going to die. And mm-hmm. I think that that's liberating to do that. And risks can be very scary, but I think I look at it in a different way. If I'm doing something where I'm just like, what am I doing right now in terms of taking a risk, I usually start laughing because it's just like, it's like, why not, kind of. And so to me, laughter, you know, one thing that I saw between kids that are in poverty is that they basically use it as a drug, basically, you know. And two, I mean, we don't have a lot of people laughing or even smiling. And so that goes in terms in hand with the highest rate of clinical depression ever. One time this kid, I want everyone to just close their eyes for a second, and I want you to smile as big as you can smile right now. Smile as big as you can smile. Smile, smile, smile. And then notice how your emotions shift when you do that. Were you aware of how your emotions shift? Smile.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're the one who firstly chose that. I didn't do that. You chose that for yourself. That feeling within yourself, that space, that's to me what Martin Luther King meant when he said, I've been to the mountaintop. That's the space within yourself that knows that you create your own happiness. You give yourself the opportunity to smile. And then two is your brain has no idea what's real and what's not real. And so I start my day for a couple minutes by just smiling, by consciously smiling. And it starts my day off right. And so to me, it's like, most of our, all of our stresses come from taking life too seriously. We think that where we're at right now is the final determiner in how our life will pan out. And in 2 seconds, that experience is going to be gone. But it's like we forget that. And so, to me, you know, it's it's just a choice. It's like, do you want to live your life thinking that every situation is going to determine your entire life and have it stress you out, or do you want to just relax into it and know that everything's going to change and everything's going to pass and have fun with it?
Mm-hmm. You, in the book and Into the Wind, you put yourself in some situations that, to me, because I'm reading the book already, like, as your mother, right? So I'm like, no, darling, don't do that. Don't. Oh, there he goes. He did that, right? You put yourself into some situations that were a little bit risky, that were a little bit edgy, and yet you laughed through all of them, even, and I don't mean laugh like they weren't serious, but you brought that joy, you brought that lightness into all of them. What do you think were some of the biggest risks that you took while you were on this journey?
Yeah, well, firstly to say, you know, when you're talking about Because, I mean, since I've been back, I've taken a lot of big risks, too, in getting the book out there. And, I mean, I just look at it like, well, I look at a few things. Firstly, before I get into the risks, I look at this. Everything is a risk. It's a risk to stay where you are in your life, keep doing the same routine, keep doing the same thing. It's a risk to follow the prescribed lifestyle. Maybe you do want it, and that's great, or maybe you don't, and that's great, too. But it's a risk to get a two-car garage, 2.5 kids, get an SUV, and go do this and that. And it's a risk to eat the same thing for breakfast every day. What if your eggs are too hot and they spill on you and it burns you? But it's also a risk, yeah, to step into the unknown and do something different. But our world has been so conditioned to look at doing the routine as safe, smart, and secure. And we forget that there's a whole other boundary, and that's stepping into the unknown. And we say, well, that's the only risk. That's a risk. But, and then we ask ourselves, what's the worst that could happen? And we say, oh, well, you know, this could happen. I could ruin my life here. And if I do this, then everything's going to be bad. And so we never take any risks, and we never take any steps. But instead, I ask myself, what's the best that could happen? What's the best that could happen if I do this? And that's what allows me to be relaxed into the situation. And it's a risk is the ultimate surrendering to something higher than yourself. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have no idea why I'm doing this, but you better take care of me and taking the step. And so I think the biggest risk that I took on my journey was I lost all my bank cards, and after I got my visa in Indonesia, I had no money, and I figured it out. Some people, or the universe, figured it out, because I took the step into being uncomfortable, and then everything balanced itself out, and I met locals, as you read, that took me into their concrete shacks in what we would liken to the projects, and they took care of me, and so I think that was the biggest, definitely on my travels, that was the biggest risk that I took. I remember walking down the airport and I was just like, oh my God, what am I doing right now? And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I think that not knowing is freedom often. It's great to know, but if you know everything, you're never going to be free because there's no surprise element involved in it. There's no excitement in knowing everything that's going to happen all the time.
And it's interesting because the universe always supported you, always. I believe the universe always holds us up. Right. In it meaning supports us, affirms us, no matter what our choices are. It stretches, it expands, and you found that in the interior sense as well. When you were in Thailand, you did a 14-day, a pretty intense meditation retreat.
Yeah, you know, to back that up, the reason that I went into that was for those of you listening, is because I fell off a cliff in Indonesia, like I said, And I saw my whole life flash before my eyes, and I realized there was nothing I was looking for. I was going to travel for, I don't know, a year, 2 years. Part of me was like, I don't know, maybe I'll never come back. And then I realized that everything I was looking for was inside of myself, that I had something to share, like all of you listening, that you have a gift, you have something you love to do, you have a way you can contribute to the world and contribute to yourself by doing what you love. And so I knew that I had to share it, that I would have been doing a disservice to not only myself, but to other people and all the other people that I could inspire, which would in turn inspire somebody else when they would leave and inspire somebody else. So I decided I didn't want to travel anymore else. I wasn't looking for anything. So I decided to go into 14-day silent meditation in Thailand, which was definitely, I think, one of the two or three hardest things I ever did in my life. Wow. But if we don't ever do anything challenging, then we're never really going to know what we're made of.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Haker, and my guest is Jake Ducey. His new book is Into the Wind, My Six-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. You can find out more about Jake and his work at jakeducey.com. We'll be right back after this.
Call called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is Jake Ducey, and we're talking about his new book, Into the Wind, My Six-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. There's a lot more information about Jake and about his work at jakeducey.com. Now, when we went to break, we left you right as you are beginning this 14-day period of intense meditation in Thailand. What did that draw out in you? What did you discover in that experience?
Well, one, I had the vision of my life. I saw my whole book done and the table of contents and everything. And two, it connected everything together. To me, spirituality is all things. That includes engaging in the world and on socio-political and environmental level. And Gandhi says the man who denies politics is like a drowning man who denies water. And politics in our world today, unfortunately or not, encompasses the environment and it encompasses education and many things. And while I sat there, I just felt an urgency. I felt we have an urgency in order to take our gifts to the world to create change. And so it came to me that my life is dedicated to helping people realize their goals quicker and faster than without me. So, to me, it gave me the sense of complete urgency to, if football field size of the rainforest is destroyed every second, Keystone XL oil pipeline, which I was unlawfully detained by the Secret Service for protesting it, with 64 others, including Obama's chief climatologist and the top climatologist for NASA, Jim Hansen, they want to dig up the last largest carbon reserve on the planet, which would, NASA says, will essentially be endgame for the climate. So I feel that we have a sense of responsibility, is what it boils down to, in order to take our gifts to the world, or what we're passionate about. For some person, it may be the rainforest. For somebody, it may be education. And for somebody else, it may be new modalities of treating dis-ease rather than treating symptoms. And in a myriad of ways, whatever somebody's gift is, because there's 8 billion people on the planet, but all something we love to do, but taking it to the world. And for me, it's been a cross between, you know, in America alone, there's 40 million poor people, the cross between, you know, feeding some of the homeless. And I don't think the solution is to set up a system and feed them every day. But I mean, there's definitely an underlying social class tension between the rich and the poor, and a lot of the poor don't feel that anyone cares about them. So there's definitely a healing process that goes on. If you can go out and give your old clothes, or make a meal for somebody every once a month, and so all these things started feeling urgent to me, and that was kind of how my life had shifted once I came back. I realize that I don't feel that life is worth living unless we're really contributing and really living life on our own terms. Like, I already lived life trying to be the best and be better than everybody else, and that didn't make me happy. And I already lived my life without the intention to make a difference, and that didn't make me happy, and I don't ever want to live like that again. And so... That's what I realized there, is that we all have this opportunity to take our gifts to the world on a myriad of levels, and we have a responsibility to do so.
Jake, do you think that these times that we're in now are different, that there is a greater sense of urgency, that more people are coming into the world who, like you, are much more plugged in to what needs to be done and to their ability to make change?
Well, I mean, I think there's also a lot of people that don't. Mm-hmm. I think that one thing I do know is that I'm on a tour called Inspire My Generation Tour. That's what my tour is called. And so to me, here's what Inspire My Generation Tour means. It means that what we've been talking about, that Shakespeare says that an individual's destiny is not in the stars, but within themselves, and that we can do anything. We have the same. We're made of the same anatomical structure as Martin Luther King, as Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks. They're all the same. We can do all the same things. And then, what do we have now? Justin Bieber, that famous pop star, he can make a YouTube video, a music video, and 500 million people can watch it in 24 hours. What does that tell us? It tells us that you can get a message out to the whole world in a very short period of time, that together we could definitely reach 8 billion people in a week. And so then the question is, what do you want the world to know? You know, how can you contribute to the world? And so that is one thing that I have noticed beyond whether or not there's a lot of people coming in that want to make a difference. I hope so. I'm more focused on trying to do my work than observing that. But one thing I do know is that we have the capability to transform the world in an extremely short period of time. And that's not hearsay, new age things. Just that's the internet. That's what media is. That's going on YouTube and seeing some of these video of dog barking gets like 500 million hits in like 12 hours.
Yep.
Like baby sticks finger in its nose and falls out of chair and it gets like 14 million hits in 7 minutes. 14 million hits in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, that means that something that certainly has a lot more relevance to the world, can get that if we don't give up, if you don't give up on what you can contribute to the world. And so that's what's most inspiring to me right now, and that's what I observe most, is that a lot of people think it's a pretty stark task to create a better world, to give future generations a more sustainable, peaceful, and just world. I don't think it's that hard.
Jake, what's next for you?
Well, how about I'll tell you my goals, and maybe somebody listening can help me. I want Into the Wind to be a major motion picture, and I want it to, because I feel that we have the wrong messages being shared in Hollywood, I want it to be a major box office release motion picture. I want to be on Oprah, and I am right now continuing to promote my book. I've started a new book that will probably be out in the next 2 years, and that's called The Purpose Principles, How to Get More Meaning from Your Life. And, you know, right now it's continuing to promote my book Into the Wind and my workshops and speaking and staying specifically in those areas. I started writing a screenplay. I'm interested in writing screenplays, but primarily my focus is right now on speaking in my book and getting out to a larger audience. And, you know, people can help by, you know, going on to Amazon and checking my book out. And so those are my primary areas of focusing is, well, I make a lot of free YouTube videos and every day. So what's next in the immediate is I'm going to get off the phone with you and I'm going to make YouTube videos. And so, yeah, continuing with my mission, which is to inspire people to take their gifts to the world and contribute to the world.
Jake, thank you so much for being here. Remember, if you've got barking dogs or the baby with the finger up the nose, those videos will be even more popular. So just remember that.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to stick my finger in my nose for 2 minutes on my videos.
Oh, the things we do for world peace and enlightenment. Thank you so much. That was Jake Ducey. He's the author of the new book, Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey, Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. You can get that book anywhere. I got mine on Amazon.com. If you go to JakeDucey.com, you can find out all about Jake and his work. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.